Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. As always, be here till 10 o'clock to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. That will do everything we can to help you out. So feel free to call us. Let's start off the show with a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Your day to be taken care of. I hope you get to enjoy it. Now, my little one, they're already up excited because they plan to get breakfast in bed for mom. So they've been up for a bit. Ready to go. Hopefully they get to enjoy it and, everybody gets to enjoy their Mother's Day. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. So definitely outside we'll be able to enjoy it as well. So it's been a nice warm few days. I'm going to cool down comparatively today, but it's been great for getting out there, growing, getting things started, yard, all those things. Our trees, shrubs are really starting to come into their own, right? Some of the trees in my backyard are finally pushing out some good growth, but a lot of it is that here in the You're feeling that pollen that's coming from those trees falling off. But our trees are waking up. Our plants are waking up. Some of those late starting plants, such as your Rose of Sharon, still look like sticks on some of them. Hopefully soon enough, they'll be pushing their leaves. I know that, and a couple of a tree form hydrangea that's just starting to pop their leaves the past week or so. Like I said, the Rose of Sharon, look like sticks still, but that's usually what happens. Those are the ones that you're like, all right, this plant is dead. I'm gonna go out there. You're gonna get a shovel. You're gonna dig it up, get rid of it. And then when you walk out there, all of a sudden it's like, oh, hi, I'm awake, I'm here, got leaves. So that's still one of the ones that is not, ready to wake up yet. I'm seeing it around. But there's lots of plants waking up. Just about everything is all out and ready. We're about a week away from about the last frost, right? The other day I woke up, and there had been a frost warning I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday. It was like, I woke up, it was like in the 30s. And I was like, oh no, I didn't even realize that was going to happen, but didn't get down low enough. And I don't see it yet, temperature-wise, but I think we're going to be good for a bit. I think we're going to be all right for when it comes to frost. I don't think we're going to get one. You know, I could be wrong, right? But you know, this is just something that we're on that line where we're like, all right, do we do it? Do we not? What do we do? Last night really got down into the 40s. Tomorrow night, same thing. So I think we're going to be okay, at least in a lot of New England, probably southern New England, Connecticut, Rhode Island, even onto the Cape. You're probably good with that last frost. What does that mean? Why do we talk about a last frost? Well, that means some of your not-so-cold-tolerant plants can be outside overnight and survive. And that's, a lot of it is our vegetables, right? We worry about putting our vegetables out too early. We don't want to hurt some of the new growth or kill them. So we kind of say, all right, we're going to wait a little bit. But we're just about there, right? We're so close. You know, they say that, you know, the 20th, 21st, depending upon the area, a lot of people will even say, you know, Memorial Day, just to give you a holiday to recognize. We try to put, you know, a lot of the dates that we have things that need to change on a plan or something along those, we try to give a date so we can remember it, right? You know, we cut our roses back in the spring around, you know, we'll go between a few things, right? We'll say when the Red Sox come back to Boston, some will say tax day around that time. We'll talk about, you know, when to prune your Montauk daisies, right? Your first one was already. Your second one is around 4th of July. We'll also talk about, you know, the time frame of when to prune back your hedges. When's the last, like, really date you should be? That's usually about 4th of July as well. So we kind of put dates to everything, right? Same thing with, you know, some of our indoor plants. Now, when it comes to pushing some of our amaryllis, or when we give our dark period to poinsettias, those things, right? We do certain dates, like Halloween, Thanksgiving, those things. So a lot of that goes on to help us with that. Anyways, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're definitely going to be here till 10 a.m. We've got plenty of time for you guys today. Hopefully you'll be, hopefully the moms out there get to sleep in a little bit, enjoy their morning, get to drink that cup of coffee before it goes a little too crazy. Seems like May is just a month of just utter just go, 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 go. So hopefully you get to get a little bit of rest in there. Get up, and then later on, maybe get outside and enjoy. It's not going to be as hot. I'm going to be in the 60s today versus, you know, those 70s and 80s we had the past couple of days. So be nice to just go out, walk around the garden, see what's going on, that type of thing. And hopefully enjoy at the same time, right? Now, good time of year right now to be planting for, you know, shrubs, trees, all those types of things. It's not just the fall that you do. Fall is great, right, because it can focus on the root system. But why not put it in now so you can enjoy it? So, you know, putting in some shrubs, some trees, those types of things are definitely this time of season. And when you're doing those, I always, always, always recommend using the Biotone Starter Fertilizer. Biotone Starter Fertilizer from Espoma is one of the best out there because it comes with that mycorrhizae, right? That mycorrhizae is that beneficial fungus that attacks the root system and builds a stronger root system for you. And so what will end up happening is that root system will double, triple in size, all because of that biotone starter from Aspoma. It's a great product, and it's something that you should mix into the soil as you're planting anything. It can be veggies, it can be perennials, it can be trees, it can be shrubs, all those things. But biotone is the one that we highly recommend. That is from Aspoma, been natural in the garden since 1929. So it's coming up close to 100 years. I think they know what they're talking about. Anyways, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're here to answer your questions today on this Mother's Day. Hopefully you get to enjoy the day. I know I've said it a few times, but I really, really mean it. I hope everybody gets to enjoy this day. Nice and easy day, nice and easy morning. Grab your coffee, grab the paper, grab the tablet to read the paper, right? And just get started and ease into the morning. And it's going to be a beautiful one. The sun is out, nice and cool, enjoyable. But definitely, hopefully you can get out there into that garden and just, maybe get your hands dirty and just feel like you're outside. Enjoy it. So any questions, call us. 855-660-4261.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have a couple calls on the line, so I want to go right into it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob's in New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good
morning.
I have a 40-year-old blueberry patch, five plants, three varieties. 2 years ago, I had no blueberries. Last year, I had a good crop. This year, again, no blueberries. There's no blossoms, very few. They took a beating over winter. They got practically flattened a couple times in some of those real sticky storms we had. And I noticed some of my flowering shrubs only had blossoms where they were low to the ground and buried beneath the snow, but I don't know. I just wonder if the patches need a renovation.
So I think what a lot of it is has a lot to do with these buds are not going to be forming because of the weather that we had over the winter. And not just the snow, some of that really extreme cold that happened, and then
heat. I've looked at a pick-your-own patch up the road, and they seem to be doing fine. You know?
Yeah, so I'm wondering if they do some of the, covering with salt marsh hay or something along those lines, do something to cover them. One of the things this past week, I got an email from a listener talking about how a farm near him, their peaches lost all their buds.
Yeah.
And so all the buds on a lot of fruit trees, flowering trees, all those things are gone because of that weather, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that has a lot to do with it. This year, especially with the low to the ground type plants,
yeah,
right?
These are high bush, but
well, so I mean, so there's a couple things in my thought processes here. So the low to the ground is what I meant to say was okay on some of it. The higher up, example of that, like, you know, the peach trees, like I said, some of your flowering trees, like your weeping cherries, your forsythia, some PJMs that I'm seeing out there that are not blossoming, that didn't blossom this year.
My forsythia isn't blossoming.
And so what happened is the stuff that was closer to the ground where we had a little bit of the snowfall where it could cover it, was okay, whereas above, when it was getting hit from that cold, that frost that just kept hitting over and over, and then we got the heat with the frost after that, and that's where everything happened. So I don't think it's something where it's going to need, like, a renovation. I think what's going to need to happen is, yeah, you're going to let it kind of go a little bit, see what can come of it, clean out some of the dead like you would on a normal season, and just know that this season you're probably not going to get as much because of that fact. There was nothing really we could have done. You would have had to, with a high bush blueberry, had to pile up like salt marsh hay you know, way too high. And it's not something that we would really put like burlap around for the winter, just because of the... You know, it's not like a an evergreen that you see that on. So,
they've been through plenty of winters, but this is the first couple of years I've not had any fruit.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, as much as people want to deny it out there, global warming is affecting everything, and our weather is changing, right? If you notice the past 3 to 5 years, winter used to start in like November, you know, with the snow and all those things. But now it's getting pretty much pushed into late January. That's when snow starts to really happen. And then it goes a little bit later. And summer goes later into October, sometimes into the beginning of November. So our seasons are changing and moving. And so our plants aren't adapting to that. It's an interesting thought process to look into a little bit more. What I would do is, if you have some more questions, because I got to hit the break, Bob, I want you to hang tight, and sure, we can go over a little bit more of what else we can do for it, because we definitely should be fertilizing it and go from there. Our phone number is 855-660-4261.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. President Biden says negotiations to raise the debt ceiling are moving along, telling reporters there are real discussions about a deal, but we're not there yet. While former President Trump canceled his rally yesterday in Iowa for possible tornadoes, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held his.
I'd shut down the border immediately. Why are we letting this happen to our country?
The governor of North Carolina formally rejecting a Republican-backed abortion bill.
Hundreds of abortion rights activists applauded in Raleigh Saturday as Democratic Governor Roy Cooper placed his veto stamp on the legislation known as Senate Bill 20.
New York City launching an asylum seeker arrival center at a hotel in Midtown Manhattan. That hotel had been closed for 3 years due to the pandemic. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, Bob, you still with us?
No, Patrick, all right, I did have a question about if I did want to prune them. I've seen some of these postings that if the stems get beyond a certain size and age, you ought to take them out.
Yes. So there's definitely a method to the madness, right? The way that it should be done. You don't necessarily, the best type of pruning or when to prune a high bush blueberry is usually when it's dormant, right? So, yeah. We've kind of already missed that season a little bit, but because we kind of know that the blossoms aren't there, right? And there's issues going on with it. And when I say issues, I mean it's just not going to flower as much. We could do some of that right now, just knowing that, all right, we're kind of giving up on the season, if you will, right? So there's a couple methods that we kind of look at. For high bush blueberry, you know, you're trying to maintain that height that you always kind of have, right? That same height, you don't want it to get too big. So if you're starting to notice some of the branches going a little bit higher, we kind of shape it, right? What you also do is open up the inside a little bit, allowing some more air and light to get into the center and around it, right? So that it opening up that air circulation also reduces the possibility of disease, right? Because with the leaf, when the plant's so close together, the leaves are so close together, if we get rain and then the rain sits and then it gets sunny, it can start to open up the idea of diseases hitting the plant. So thinning out a little bit. And I'm not saying like take full branches when you're thinning out like this. Just see some of the cross branches in the center. Just open it up a little bit.
Yep.
Now, the other thing is usually in the beginning of the season, before anything's really started to happen, something that is really an older blueberry bush, and you said it's been there for a number of years. I think you said 40.
That's when they went in. Yep.
Okay. The The main branching that should be the major structure should be branching that is anywhere from 1 to 6 years old, right?
Yeah.
So all the new canes and some that are up to about 6 years old. Older than that, they'll produce like a the woody structure is not going to be as strong.
It's very tricky.
Yeah, and so some of those need to be removed to open up the, you know, the future for the plant so it has newer shoots coming out, because some of those newer shoots are your future of the plant. The other thing is when some of the new canes produce, right, you want to look for, you know, once they've started to grow, some of the smaller, weaker ones, cut a few of those, right? And then cut a few of the old. So it's not just cutting the old out. It's cutting a few of the new that are smaller, not as strong. And then some of the old. Okay. And then from there, you're looking to see, you know, which canes are way too thin versus, you know, your thicker bud producing. And at this point, you know, it's not the same, right? Because you already would have seen where the buds would have come from, right? So it's kind of like this function would have to be done earlier in the season, in that, you know, December to March period. You know, the shoot that you're looking for is going to have a couple types of buds to it. The fruit buds will be at the tip, and then there's more vegetation coming from the base, right? So you're looking to remove a little bit of each of those. Some of the best, looking online, just watching some of the videos, is ideal to just see. There was and I can't find it, obviously, because I'm trying to talk about it, but there was a website that had a picture by picture, which like branching to prune, and I can't find it, because I would have given you.
I did find a video. It's somewhat helpful.
But there's one that is just shows like before and afters, and I can't remember which university it was from.
Yeah. I have some stuff from Extension Services. So
There's one from the University of Maine Cooperative Extension that it shows before pruning and after pruning. That's one of the ones that I like to look at, because it kind of shows you, all right, we have some lower growth that's coming out on a high bush blueberry originally, and then once it's done pruning, it's really just above is what you're seeing, and you remove some canes, those types of things, because I feel that sometimes with blueberries, you just kind of look at it and you're like, I think I'm gonna do too much damage. When in fact, pruning some of this will actually be more beneficial for you.
Tough love.
Yeah, really. So I would look at, you know, this season as, I wouldn't call it a wash, but I'd look at it as something to really help get it a little bit stronger. Not that it needs to be stronger because it's been there for 40 years, but at the same time, maybe it's, you know, checking the pH level, seeing if it's still very acidic, giving it some either, you know, aluminum sulfate or soil acidifier, working on one of those to get it a little bit into that soil for next season.
I use the Pennington Ultra, I think they call it, for azaleas and rhododendrons and blueberries.
Okay. Yep. So, you know, an acidic soil, acidic fertilizer is what we're looking for. So perfect. The other thing to do is, you know, watch it. Make sure you still take care of it this season, like you would a normal season. You know, making sure it gets the water here and there, because we want to just
be watering enough. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't. You know, again, I don't think you did anything wrong this year. I think Mother Nature had her own thoughts for this season.
Yep.
And kind of just said, this is what I'm going to do. So I don't think there was inevitably anything you could have done to protect it, and anyone out there that could have protected some of their plants. I mean, you know, our best laid plans are the ones that just didn't work out for us. So,
can I give a quick question on another
sure.
thing? Is there any systemic insecticide for azalea borers?
So I think in New Hampshire, you still can use the systemic insecticide from Bonide. I don't think it's been taken off the market yet. So it's just a systemic insecticide is what it'll say on the bottle. That right there will take care of a number of insects that go in. It's you basically pour it around the base. It translocates through the plant and helps protect it.
Yeah.
So it's just honestly called systemic insecticide.
Yeah.
They make it nice and easy for you so you're not, like, trying to figure out some fancy name.
So it's through the roots rather than foliar.
Yeah. There is one right now that's a so there's two of them, right? They've kind of taken the active ingredient of some of the systemic systemic insecticide from Bonide and turned it into acephate. Acephate needs to be sprayed on the plant to go into the leaves. If you can find a systemic that has imidacloprid, that one will go through the soil. Right. In Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and I think California at this point, they've taken it off the market. A number of other states are working to get it through.
But do it after flowering, right?
Exactly.
So that's don't want to affect the pollinators.
So that's the thing, right? If we do it correctly and we do it after the flowers have gone by, it can be used beneficially. It's when it's done prior to that, that's where the issue is. Because you're getting it into the entire plant, which means the flowers as well. So the insect, the, you know, pollinators are coming down into the flower. So you're definitely right on that one, 100%.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Patrick.
No problem, Bob. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 6-1, and Nathan, we still got another call on the line?
Yes, two even. Karen's in Manchester.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Karen, you here? I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yep, I'm here. Sorry about that.
That's okay. How can we help you today?
Well, I was just listening to the blueberry questions, and I heard weeping cherry come up.
Yep.
My weeping cherry doesn't seem to want to be leafing out this year, and I'm hoping it's just because it's later than I remembered, but it's very odd. Few leaves. Every here and there, there's a nice little flower. I trim it back every April beginning. It was right before Easter this year. I just take the top off because it's gotten really the perfect. It's the perfect tree for me.
Yep.
I've topped off the top of it. I want it, you know, just to cover my picture window pretty much. But it's not leafing out. And then I thought perhaps it's got too dry and I didn't realize. And I have to say I don't water it that much because it's a really established tree. And yep. I've never thought really to do that.
Understandable.
And I don't think I've ever fertilized it correctly.
Okay. So I think, in all honesty, a lot of what's going on with the plant has nothing to do with what you have done or haven't done.
Right.
I think a lot of it has to do with Mother Nature this year. this past week, I spent a few days in the garden center, and a number of questions were identical to what you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is having issues with their, you know, flowering cherries out there, and it really has a lot to do with the weather. But here's a couple things we can do, right? So right now, I would take a look at those branches that are not popping leaves; they're not doing anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would look for is on the branching, scratch the branching and see if you can find any green leaves, green branching behind it, right? If you can find green branching, then that right there is a good thing.
Okay.
That means that it is alive behind it, and it's going to do something for you, right? But if you see brown behind the branching, that means inevitably it's not going to work out. Okay? That right there is the easiest way to find out. But there are a lot of plants that are far behind.
Right.
So there's some things we can do with that. And what I want you to do, because a lot of people are having the same, I want you to hang tight with me so on the other side of the break I can explain where we go from here and what to do. Okay, so hang tight with me. For everybody else, the phone number 855-660-4261.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Karen in regards to the weeping cherry and just a lot of the plants just not leafing out and doing those types of things, right? And... excuse me, it had a lot to do with the weather over the winter. But here's what we can do now to help our plants come back a little bit, right? So for a weeping cherry, you know, the right fertilizer would be something along the lines of a tree tone from Espoma, right? So tree tone has the mycorrhizae in it as well, so it's going to help the root system. Which means the once the roots get a stronger development after, you know, having some issues over the winter, what it'll do is those roots will that get bigger, absorb the fertilizers a little easier, and then help it through the growing season into next season. Right, so that's something you want to use. Tree tone is sprinkled on the... It, not sprinkled, is put at the drip line of your weeping cherry. So however wide your weeping cherry is, that's where you would use the fertilizer, okay? And for a tree like that, it's going to depend on how big the trunk is. And they call it up about like 3 feet high, where that the that's where we're looking for how thick the trunk is. To tell how much to use, right? And so the amount that you would use, again, ranges. So if you said this is an older weeping cherry?
Yes.
So I'm assuming it's going to be about 4 to 6 inches on the diameter, about that height?
Yep.
So you're going to use 5 pounds per inch. Okay, it's a lot.
Yep.
But it's definitely worth it, especially if you've had it for so long, you've done so many things.
I know, so, it's gorgeous, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay that way, so it doesn't it doesn't, I don't care what it helps, I got to do it.
So I'd like to see you do a tree tone on this, right? Mm-hmm. And here's the best way to do it. So you're going to, you know, on the drip line, however wide the plant is.
Yep.
You're going to, that's where you're going to put the fertilizer, but you're going to make holes in the ground.
Yep.
A couple inches wide. And you're going to do it every 2 to 3 feet apart, all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you're going to split the fertilizer all the way around so it's even. So you're basically, what I would do is kind of make the holes first.
Yep.
All the way around.
Yep.
Then you know exactly how much you're supposed to use, and then evenly put them in the holes all the way around.
Okay.
Okay? And then, fill the soil back in.
Yeah.
And then water it thoroughly, like heavy duty. And that's really going to give your tree a boost.
Okay? Yeah, for sure.
And so you're going to want to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to want to do it again in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And it usually in the fall, they want you to do it half the rate.
At half rate, okay.
Okay. So basically, you know, for this one, we talked about it being 4 to 6 inches. Let's call it 4 just for ease of math here.
Yeah.
5 pounds per would be 20 pounds
mm-hmm.
per. So basically, you need a total of 30 pounds for next year, for this full year.
Yep. Okay.
So they make the tree tone bags in 4 pound, 8 pound, 18, and I believe 36.
Okay, good. I'll take 36. Thank you very much.
So, you know, just keep that in mind because you can keep that bag for the season and be okay.
Yep.
It's not gonna go bad. It's gonna be fine.
Sure. What kind of hole size are we talking, width and depth?
A couple inches.
Oh, couple inches.
You could actually couple inches, and then the depth is about 12 inches.
Ooh.
Right. Here's an easier way to do it.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure you read off the bag. That's what it's gonna say.
Okay.
Grab a shovel.
Yep.
A round point shovel. Go out to the drip line. Get it down to the bottom of the shovel so you can go into the soil so the top is all the way to the lower part. Move back and forth a little bit. It opens up like an envelope.
Yep.
Use that. Do it that way.
Oh, I like to do it right in there. I don't have to pull the soil away.
Perfect.
Okay,
all right.
Great.
I got to hit a break. If you want to hang tight, we'll be back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.